Here's your morning brief for Friday, January 27th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The Republican National Committee today is set to resolve a leadership fight that has revealed opposition to incumbent Ronna McDaniel amid a feud over the party's direction. If she wins re-election as party chair, McDaniel would become the longest-serving RNC leader in modern history, despite the GOP's disappointing performance since the 2018 midterm election. A group of advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration supported the agency's proposal to ask most people to get annual updated COVID-19 vaccines, similar to the process for flu shots. However, the advisors said scientists should conduct more studies to determine the specifics of the plan's rollout. The advisors also backed the recommendation that first-time COVID vaccine recipients should get the updated version that targets both the original strain and the Omicron variant. Toymaker Hasbro says it plans to eliminate 15% of its global workforce, or about 1,000 jobs, this year. It's the latest indication that economic uncertainty is spreading to sectors beyond technology and media, which have been hit by a wave of layoffs. Retailers have seen sales shrink as consumers cut back on spending amid rampant inflation and worries about a possible recession. Stocks in Asia ended the day higher, with mainland China's markets closed to finish out their week-long Lunar New Year holiday. European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged lower ahead of this morning's release of consumer sentiment numbers and household income and spending data, including the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. And American Express and Chevron are among the companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.